My dear friends, welcome to Caitlin, My Life and I, a podcast created for all you people who have as many confusing thoughts and questions in mind as I do, or, let's be honest, are just in need of another bedtime podcast. My name is Caitlin, and in this week's episode, I want to talk about trusting the process. I think that's how I could put it in a nutshell. So basically, how the grass is always greener on the other side, trusting where you are right now in your life, and trusting in the fact that everything is the way it's supposed to be. As always, enjoy the episode. As mentioned, this week's episode is about trusting the process and trusting in the fact that you are exactly where you need to be. And this is something that I've been thinking about a lot lately, as always, as I always try to pick a topic that is very recent, a recent happening or some recent thoughts that I've had. And yeah, this has been a big one lately because I've been working a lot. I think that's no secret. And you know how you say the grass is always greener on the other side? Well, that's been me. I've been like, oh, but I would like to do this, and I want to go see the sunset, and I want to go to the beach, and da 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 da. But right now, my life is about work and getting that sorted out because I decided to make all these changes in my life. And I've been finding it a little hard to accept. But then I reminded myself that this part of my life is about starting my own business and working self-employed and getting all of that up and running. Meaning, I will of course prioritize that. But then of course, you always want that you don't have right now. So if I see everyone else, you know, going to the beach every other day as soon as the sun is out, or planning, I don't know, festivals or some kind of parties, and I'll be like, okay, no, I should stay at home and work, or at least get a good night's sleep so I can get up early the next day and be focused and get some work done. And I mean, this is me complaining, obviously, on a very high level, as always. But I feel like it's a very natural process, and everyone I talk to about this has a similar experience. Like, yes, you have your goal, but it's just normal, and that's my point. It's normal to feel that way, and we shouldn't feel guilty for feeling that way, you know, because we'll snap out of it again, right? You know, you remind yourself of your goals and where you're going and why you're doing this and why you're not at that party right now. And then usually it's fine again. So, I mean, I have like allowed myself to go out like once a week. So I found a little middle situation because it does give me like energy and fun, and I do feel a lot more motivated again. So we should keep doing those kind of things every once in a while, right? Same with the sunsets. I mean, come on, I can't go an entire week without watching one sunset. That's why I live by the beach. Anyhow, back to the actual topic. So from that thought of like, oh, the grass is always greener on the other side, and well, I'll have time, you know, there'll be more sunsets, there'll be more parties, there'll be more good surf days. I don't have to do everything right now. Right now I can focus on work. And then from that thought, I kind of went on to, I'm exactly where I'm meant to be, and to trust in that. And so basically, I went from this thought of like, oh, the grass is always greener on the other side, and, you know, being a little bit unhappy where I am right now. I then reminded myself and brought this mantra back into my mind that I am exactly where I need to be, and to trust that, and that there is a reason why I am here right now. I mean, I put myself in this situation, and I need to be in this situation right now to be able to achieve those goals that I have. So I chose to be here, first of all. And, you know, no one forced me to be in this situation right now. So trusting in that, and also trusting that it's the right thing to do, as long as it feels right. Of course, if it completely feels wrong, then maybe you should indeed reconsider your choices. But to believe and trust that I am exactly where I need to be. Also, like, you know, the actual place where I am and the people I'm around and the work I'm doing. Like, I don't mean just like, I don't know, this one room I'm sitting in basically right now. I mean it like, you know, throughout all kinds of life areas, right? That there is a reason why this is like this right now, and to trust in that. My thoughts are going all over the place again. I hope this makes sense. But then, so then the third thought that kind of came from that. So we have the grass is always greener on the other side part. Then I went into, I trust that I am exactly where I need to be. To then take that thought and make it bigger and be like, okay, I trust the process. And this is something I've been reminded about a lot lately, like people telling me or just like reading it somewhere. You know how the universe sends you little signals every once in a while. At least I believe in that. I don't know if you do too, but I do. And yeah, trusting the process so that, because I've been feeling like I'm not getting anywhere, you know, I'm doing this work and I'm doing this and I'm doing that, but I don't feel like I'm getting anywhere. I'm completely panicking about it. And to let go a little bit, I guess surrender in some kind of way and trust the process. It's obviously, maybe it's just a nicer way of saying trusting that I'm exactly where I need to be. For me, it's two different things. But you may interpret it. You get my point. That the way you want to. And yeah, trusting the process, trusting that things are unfolding the way they are meant to be. And a big part of this trusting the process is letting go of control. Me wanting to control everything. Expectations as well. Yes, I do have my goals, but like, let's say I've sent out a bunch of proposals to potential clients. And I'll be like super excited when I've sent them out and be like, nice, this is working. But then, you know, you hear back from one person and you're like, well, what about all the other nine? Like, how can they like not answer, like not even a no? But that's because I went into it with a certain expectations, which is also, again, totally normal. It's the same with like any other life situations as well. I think it's normal to have certain expectations and absolutely okay and right, you know, but to let go of that, because it would then end up me getting really sad about it because certain things didn't work out because I'd gone into it with this big expectation. To maybe like lower them a little bit and be more open to also new things and new doors opening, right? And then again, trusting that if option one and two didn't work out, that maybe option three is the one meant to be. You know, if that door opens up and not being like, oh, but I really wanted to do these other things. Well, maybe option three was the right one all along, but you just didn't see it yet. And so all these things have been in my mind a lot and kind of reconnecting to myself and my trust over the past 2 weeks, which has been really good. And I can only remind you to do that every once in a while too, especially when you're feeling like you're losing control, or you're like, you know, when you feel like you're just swimming and not getting anywhere, to take a break. That's also something I did. I took a day off. I was like completely done. I was so exhausted. I took well, almost an entire day. It actually wasn't an entire day, but 3/4 of a day off. And I honestly just sat on the beach for a few hours. I didn't have a book with me because I forgot. I didn't have my notebook with me because I forgot. I didn't even have my AirPods with me because I forgot. I literally had some snacks and a blanket. So I just sat there for a few hours and it was so nice. And I was able to reconnect, regain that trust that I've been talking about for the past 10 minutes. And to believe in myself again a bit more and my mission and where I'm going and my goals, you know. And surprisingly, I need to add this as well. Once I started to let go again and to surrender and to just, you know, trust that all this effort that I've put in already, it will come back to me, you know, in some way. And yeah, things have started to unfold, surprisingly. And, but only, you know, since I started to let go of it a little bit. And trust the process. And trust that I'm exactly where I'm meant to be. And that the grass is not always greener on the other side. So, yeah, that's been my big learning from the past 2 weeks. To reconnect with myself and my trust. And that when you feel like you're not getting anywhere, or you're completely exhausted or overwhelmed, I think that's a good word for it, to describe it and describe how I was feeling. And I would feel very like unbalanced. I was not grumpy, but you know, kind of neutral, bitter, I think is the right word I should be using in regards to my human design. I get bitter. And I noticed that coming up, and then I get migraines. So that happened. And then I know like, I should take a break and check in what's happening here. And I can highly recommend to do that too. Maybe not wait until it's like, it feels like it's exploding, like I tend to do. I'm trying to get better at it. So now I've made myself a wellness plan, like little things I can do daily, weekly, every other week, monthly, every other month or yearly to, you know, take little breaks or, yeah. I do include my work in that as well because my work is like fulfilling and it's something I really, really want to be doing. So I do include that as well, a little bit in my wellness plan because it does give me energy as well, right? But to find a balance, right? So I can also highly recommend doing that and thinking about what are little things. Like right now, I know I'm in a very high pressure, I guess you could say, situation. Obviously working a lot and focusing on that a lot. But I know I get very bitter and frustrated if I only do that 24/7. So I've like built little blocks in my week. Like, okay, here I want to be in nature at least, I don't know, twice a week. And once a week I want to go out with friends. And I don't know, 4 times a week I want to work out. Like these little things along the way. I even put lunch or in general, like eating blockers in my calendar because I've been like forgetting to eat, which is not the best thing because then I'll just like not eat all day because I'll be like, oh, I'm just going to finish this and then I'll make lunch. And then it's like 3 hours later and it's like dinner time. Like, oops. So now I have those in my calendar as well to make sure to take care of myself. So yeah, I can highly recommend doing that as well. Anyhow, to put it all in a nutshell again, the grass is not always greener on the other side. And you chose to be in this situation. This is like a result of your decisions. Trust that you're exactly where you're meant to be. And trust the process in general. And if you feel overwhelmed or like you're just swimming through life, maybe take a little break. To reconnect with yourself. And yeah, as always, thank you so much for tuning in and for listening in again. I hope you enjoyed this episode and were able to learn a little bit for yourself or maybe some few little reminders. And if you would like to support me and my little podcast, please, please, please leave a rating. That would be like the biggest help ever, like the best thing you could do. Leave a rating. And otherwise, feel free to also leave a comment or send me a message if you have anything to add to the topic or any feedback. You know how to get in touch with me and where to find me. And otherwise, I'll see you later, alligator, and bye.